Well, it's hard to know. I mean, certainly we know that previous year's rainfalls has a direct effect on the pollination season the following year. But there's also other environmental factors like pollution. The levels of CO2 in the air can cause pollinating plants to grow larger and pollinate more. So there's a lot of variables. The time of onset of a season and the ending of a season can vary within a week or so, but typically it comes fairly reliably. These plants, you know, will bloom and they will pollinate and release, in this case, tree pollen into the air. The question is how much. It really is almost irrelevant to some extent if somebody is very sensitized to pollen, even at low pollen counts, and they're spending a lot of time outdoors, they're going to have trouble.
Are there different allergy seasons for trees, grass, and ragweed, for example?
Yes, there are. The tree season is in spring, and it usually begins late March and goes through late May, early June in some cases, some trees. And then the grass season picks up late May and goes through mid-July, and then typically the ragweed season begins mid-August and goes to the first frost, which is typically early October.
What's the difference between hay fever and allergies, or is there one?
Well, hay fever is sort of like the term that's been used, the layperson's term that's been used to describe seasonal allergic rhinitis. It typically doesn't have much to do with hay, and although there are some patients who have severe allergies, they may feel like they're having low-grade fevers. Fevers are not a main manifestation of seasonal allergies. So that's typically one and the same. Now, allergies in general are a term that could apply to both seasonal as well as perennial year-round allergens. Year-round allergens being things like dust mites, molds, cats, dogs, cockroaches, and such that can actually cause symptoms throughout the year.
The change in seasons also has a negative effect on people with asthma. How dangerous can this time of year be for them?
Well, certainly people who are very sensitized to seasonal allergens can develop seasonally induced asthma. They can get tightness of the chest and wheezing and coughing, especially if they're exercising outdoors and they're not well controlled with respect to their allergies and asthma.
There are quite a few over-the-counter remedies available to treat the symptoms. When should someone consult a doctor?
It's very important to make sure when people are using these medications that they're using them for the right condition. All rhinitis is not allergic, and that we see a number of people who have the seasonal hay fever symptoms that we just described, but there's other people who have chronic year-round congestion, drainage, sinus pressure, headaches, ear plugging, and those may or may not be due to allergies.
What are some other things people can do to make themselves more comfortable during allergy season other than medication?
Well, certainly, if it would be reasonable to keep windows closed and run air conditioning to prevent the outdoor pollens from coming indoors. That reduces the total allergen burden that someone would experience over a 24-hour period of time. Taking the medications, as we've talked about, but long-term, if someone is having trouble with allergy symptoms, immunotherapy or allergy injections is very effective at inducing tolerance and preventing symptoms from occurring from season to season.
You can find out how to get more information from UC Health News on our website at wnku.org under local news. Dr. Bernstein, thank you.
My pleasure. Thank you.